Florence Hill has been a practicing artist for almost 50 years. She is also founder of the Artist Drawing Co-op, which has been meeting every Sunday for 35 years.
I am a painter in Minneapolis. I have been painting for almost 50 years, practicing artist for almost 50 years. Born in northern Minnesota, near the Canadian border, 8 miles west of a sleepy little town called Greenbush, Minnesota, on a large farm in the middle of a large family. I had no art classes available through the first 12 years of school. So that probably was a good thing for me. I was a curious type. It left me with a clean slate of instructions. So really my first studio was outdoors with nature. Still to this day love watching nature make art with light. I really enjoyed making things with my hands from whatever, sticks, stones, mud, whatever that I could find. And I think that was the first truly big lesson I had as far as creating went. I came to the city of Minneapolis, St. Paul, in 1949, found a job and a place to live, and started going to school at the University of Minnesota at night. It was nice. I was not going for a degree, and so I was able to choose what classes I wanted to attend rather than follow some curriculum. I've had a studio in Minneapolis along the river since 1976. My first studio was in the Washburn Crosby Mill on First Street. We had a wonderful view of the Mississippi River. I love the urban setting and have totally been inspired by what I see here in Minneapolis. It's a good place to create. I do like to travel and often find myself going to France where I can practice the language and not have email follow me, nor my phone. And it gives you a time to sit again, as I did when I was a kid, in the cornfields and the bean fields and listen to nature, have a good talk with her. I think basically I've always worked in every medium, and I think I've come around to back to the beginning where I am doing things that totally are moments that I see that I want to capture for myself. They're very fleeting, and you never quite see that shadow the same way twice. And so most of my work now is, I would say, more dramatic, and is usually a scene that does not include people. So it is something that's your very own view. And I like to work on wood, much as I did when I was a kid. It's a wonderful painting surface. I am in the California building in northeast Minneapolis, and I've been in this building for the last 15 years of my 35 years of studioing. I now have moved down to the first floor where I have a lot of space, enough space to be able to have a gallery section that houses my work continually, and also space for the many easels and tables that we need to be able to teach and hold workshops and numerous drawing co-ops. My prize is the drawing co-op that happens every Sunday from 2 till 5. We've been meeting for 35 years as of this last November. We draw from the nude figure every Sunday, that particular part of the workshops and lessons that go on here. That co-op is short poses with a figure, and we have had figure shows. The figure is not always accepted, but it is as old as art is.
My name is Tom Wolfe. I do art that is representational art, and it's more towards classical realism. The kind of art that I do is portraits, landscapes, cityscapes. My art is about people's personal journeys. I've been drawing all my life, but I started taking it seriously 25 years ago from Florence's Co-op. I came to Florence's Co-op, and it was one of the most intimidating situations that I've ever been to, primarily because I was so new at drawing with other people and drawing from life that I thought people would go by and look at what I was drawing and start laughing and say, "What are you doing here?" It wasn't like that at all. What the people were like is incredibly really supportive. It was kind of an instant feeling of community. And to this day, it's still like that when you come to her Sunday Drawing Co-op. I started there 25 years ago, and many of the people are the same people, and the models are the same people. And without going to Florence's Co-op, I would have never pursued any type of getting into painting. I try acrylic painting, oil painting, pastels. I would have never started experimenting with color, and I would have never dreamed of trying to rent a studio somewhere.
I urge people to meet with other artists. That's the part of the joy of our drawing co-op, is that you don't know who's coming, but they're all people that are about as passionate as you are. And so you need that kind of nourishment or stimulation or ideas that come with a group of artists together. I hear people saying that they have reasons why they can't produce right now, they can't create right now, they have children, they have no money, they have no space, they're waiting to be a success later. I think people have barriers and they need to really look at them as goals. Don't wait to create. The good ideas you have today are the ones you need to work on. I'm 80 this year. It only gets better. I'll tell you, if you ever choose a profession where age doesn't count, this is the one. I never thought of that as a kid. As long as you're still curious and still working hard, you only get better.
Florence Hill is a true treasure to the Minnesota arts community, an example of longevity, of hard work, and creativity. This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI.
Thousand Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.